این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseiniya Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Revelation of the Teachings and the Truth for More Understanding. The manifestation of the weakness of human being is in flaunting the self and worship of power, and how weak human beings are to think that in this world in which they are living, and in this city that exists, and in this country that exists, he must now flaunt himself. How ignorant must a person be to regard these as power, and how weak a soul is he to regard these rules and regimes as authority. These authorities, whether spiritual or non-spiritual authorities, these are hold the positions of power. When we observe their prayers, we notice that they are more helpless.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of the Laylatul Qadr, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, the sacred night is also known as the night of decree or majesty, and it commemorates the period when God the Almighty revealed the sacred scripture of the Holy Quran to honorable prophet of Islam. Well, the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh concerns the night of power or Laylatul Qadr as one of the most important nights of the year. According to some Islamic traditions, Al-Qadr occurs in the last 10 nights of the holy month of Ramadan during an odd night. The individual and collective destinies are decreed during this holy period. It is recommended to stay awake to perform worship, reciting Quran and supplications narrated by the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his infallible successors, alayhi wasallam, and seeking forgiveness from Allah the Almighty.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala. طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
It is worth mentioning that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to recite the divine scripture too much during the holy month of Ramadan, and can see that these sacred times as spring of the holy Quran. The relatives and friends say that Imam rahmatullah alayh used to cancel his official meetings to concentrate on spiritual activities of observing fast and reciting the holy Quran during the days and nights of the holy month. Some sources say Imam rahmatullah alayhi used to recite 10 chapters of Holy Book of Quran daily in Ramadan during his stay in the holy city of Najaf. He also continued his association with the Holy Book and devoted most of his time to the Holy Book while acting as supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution and the Muslim world. The great Imam rahmatullah alayh used to recite verses whenever he found a leisure time between meals or any other part of the day. It is evident and clear from holy verses of Holy Book of Quran that observing fast is one of the great significant issues because it is a prologue to piety and piousness. Thank you very much for being with us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. every night.